A Young Hong Kong Woman's Journey, From Kyoto's Traditions to Global Beauty Pageant in New York. Majoring in international studies, Yona Young enjoys being exposed to various cultures and aspires to be a TV anchor, using her skills to express a free and true voice. I like standing in front of the screen and communicating directly with the audience. Like what I'm doing now as a YouTuber, I can spread some good, positive, and real messages to the audience, said Ms. Yona, a young Hong Kong woman with a sweet smile who is now part of an exchange program in Seattle. In September, she flew from Japan to Seattle to begin her exchange program. A week after landing in the United States, she traveled to New York to participate in the first global Chinese beauty pageant hosted by Newtong Dynasty Television, the Epoch Times sister media. Her time in Japan gave her a taste of the depth of Oriental etiquette, while the experience of participating in the beauty pageant brought her a new definition of beauty. Self-studying Japanese to experience life in Kyoto. Since the second grade of elementary school, Ms. Yona has enjoyed watching subtitled Japanese anime and movies, and through that, she learned the language by osmosis. In her fourth year of secondary school, she visited Japan for the first time with a school exchange group and gained a very good impression of the country. In the same year, she started to prepare for the Japanese language proficiency test and finished learning the Gojuan in 3 days. By studying on her own, she attained the Japanese language proficiency of N2. Longing to study and live in Japan since childhood, Ms. Yona spent a year in high school convincing her family to allow her to study at a Japanese university. After graduating from high school in 2021, she embarked on a journey to Japan and enrolled in a university in Kyoto, which retains a traditional Japanese atmosphere. In the past, I learned about Japan from movies, anime, and manga, but experiencing it for myself is so much more different, she told the Epoch Times. In Japan, what touched Ms. Yona the most was the humility and politeness of the Japanese, how they pay attention to the details of life, such as dress and speech, their use of honorifics, and frequent bowing. Through talking to Japanese people, I learned that from the very first lesson in elementary school, they would teach the children not to cause trouble for other people. I believe it makes them pay attention to this in their way of doing things and in their lives, she said. Being fluent in Japanese, Ms. Yona quickly integrated into the local community. Many Japanese mistook her as a local if she did not explain. While studying and living in Kyoto, Ms. Yona was keen on exploring the country's traditional culture. Compared to her time in Hong Kong, she found Japan's traditional activities much richer, such as the Gion Festival held every July in Kyoto, which is a grand national cultural event dedicated to releasing the souls of those who died of plague. The Gion Festival is a bit like the Chung Chow Bun Festival in Hong Kong, with parades and rituals, but it's longer than the Bun Festival, lasting a month. Its origin is also related to plague, Ms. Yona said. Attracted by traditional values to NTD Beauty Pageant. Ms. Yona learned about the first NTD Global Chinese Beauty Pageant through the internet. The pageant's mission, based on traditional virtues of morality, righteousness, propriety, benevolence, and faithfulness, subverted her understanding of beauty pageants. This new Tang Dynasty pageant is very different from ordinary beauty contests, Ms. Yona said. I know about some beauty contests in Japan, one of which is to live broadcast your own life. The longer you broadcast, the more popular you are, the more you can enter the final, mainly focusing on external beauty, she said. But Miss NTD emphasizes inner beauty, focusing on personal achievements, cultural heritage, and understanding of traditional culture, which is very different. Submitting her application to try it out, Ms. Yona didn't expect that she would become one of the 32 finalists, but after an audition and interview, she was offered the opportunity to be trained in New York and participate in the final competition. I traveled alone to New York for the 7-day training and finals. As the only Hong Kong contestant, I was nervous and excited, she said. Each of the 7 days was challenging, and the busy schedule was tough but really rewarding. Not only did I learn the skills and knowledge related to pageantry, but I also got to know myself again, she wrote in a post on social media after the competition. Although I was not able to win this pageant, I am not disappointed. This experience is unprecedented. I have learned too much. I will continue to hone myself and realize my dream. With the 31 other contestants, Ms. Yona felt at home, immersed in the warmth of helping each other. Although the other beauties came from different places, countries, and cultural backgrounds, we were like sisters, caring for and encouraging each other, she said. We helped each other when preparing to go on stage, changing clothes, and doing makeup. Everyone worked together to make the whole stage performance go smoothly. I saw the confidence of other beauties around me. They were proactive in helping others. Their speech and deportment had a great impact on me. She also has her own understanding of benevolence and faithfulness in traditional culture. Facing the declining morality in modern society, Ms. Yona believes that people should insist on kindness and use their hearts to break down barriers and build mutual trust. Nowadays, right and wrong have been reversed in society. Especially after the anti-extradition bill movement in Hong Kong, I have become clearer about good and evil, and I hope I can develop my career in a free country in the future, she said. Now having moved to Seattle to continue her studies, Ms. Yona gained a much different experience in the United States, a friendlier, less restrictive Western society. In Japan, you have to put on makeup every day and look pretty before you leave the house, which is part of Japanese etiquette, she said. Life in the US is much more casual. I also like that people are very friendly with each other. Passers-by who don't know each other can stop to say hello, which is very different from the culture in both Hong Kong and Japan. I am also interested in learning more about and experiencing American culture and sharing what I see and hear with my friends through my personal channel.